everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Shift, and tonight is Wednesday, the 23rd of December. So let's start off here with an emotional clearing for everybody here. And we'll go back 5 days. So here we go. So 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And we'll do a feeling body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's do a mental body. Now, this is going to be a big one for some people. I can feel the energy here. Boy, so here we go. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, boy, today cleared, boy, let's do this one again, mental body. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, boy, 2 days is rough, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared, again. 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. Okay. Well, let's, what other clearing can I do here? Let me think here. Mental. Maybe anxiety might be good. So anxiety. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. We always do pain. Let's do pain. 5 days ago cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, and today cleared. And let's get everybody into this lifetime here. So let's take you out of parallel lives for this program here. Remember, you can be in lots of them not realizing it. So we're going to count to 10. And you may feel your energy come back. So you're going to be here in this present moment, in the now. And a part of you is outside doing something in a different universe, you know, a dark side energy, naturally what we talk about here, because you must be all here. So if you're out there with your spirit doing something in a dark side universe, a parallel universe, we call it, I will bring you back. So here we go. You want to bring back your body and your spirit. So here we go. Count from 10, 1 to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's good. So let's now do a mental stress clearing. Have a request for that on the fast chat. So here we go. 5 days ago cleared. Oh boy, 4 days cleared. 3 days cleared. Oh wow. 2 days cleared. I'm yawning. Yesterday cleared and today cleared. So 5 days cleared, 4 days cleared, 3 days cleared, 2 days cleared, yesterday cleared, today cleared. Boy, I almost get thrown off a track with that one. 5 days ago cleared. So let's just concentrate on this here. So 5 days. So we're going to clear here. Do them separately here, a little bit longer. There we go. Let's do 4 days. A little more energy 4 days ago. You can just look back on your life and just kind of see how maybe it's affecting you here with mental stress. Okay, well, yawning, 3 days. Okay, 2 days. Yeah, it should be helping some people here. And yesterday, okay, and today. Okay, let's do a heart clearing for like heartache, okay? Sometimes people have problems this time of year. Maybe someone, a loved one passed over, you know, is not with you. Could be anything going on. So here we go. Could even be an animal that is not with you this year. So here we go. We're clearing out some heart issues here. And, boy, this is pretty rough, too, here. Oh, man. Still clearing here. Okay. And let's get rid of some interference energies, maybe EMF from cell phones, computers, different things like this here. Energies that are being transmitted to you, around you, through you. So here we go. This is the energies of transmission from many things. Also include aliens in that. Here we go. Starting this clearing. This all affects your body. Just because you can't see it doesn't mean that it's not real. So, and we all know about that because we have cell phones. And somehow they ring and we can talk to somebody thousands of miles away. Not knowing how it works, but it just rings and we open our phone up and there it is. Somebody's on the other end of the line. So remember, these radio waves are going through your body. And I'm sure your body doesn't like them. So we're going to get you into a nice, clean space right now, at least for this program. And then also, this energy will be energized for the next, after the show ends, straight up on the hour, we'll say, the next half an hour, it'll still be with you. So you can bring the light beam up if you wish. There we go. Oh, man. Ugh. Okay, see how that's feeling, everybody. And we can accept call-ins today. We could maybe dedicate this show to Jesus, if you wish, bring in some of his energies. I'll just see what comes on the fast chat here. We've done quite a bit with this energy, you know, normally every year here and also on the VBS radio program. So if you have any favorite energy you want to have me bring in or something, please, you know, call in or bring it on the fast chat. There we go. I'm still clearing some of this EMF radiation, so I'll turn it over to our co-host, Sylvia. Are you out there in cyberspace, Sylvia?
Yes, I sure am. And hi and welcome, everyone. And, boy, I don't know about you guys, but I'm really enjoying this clearing for myself. This EMF clearing that's happening right now is making a huge difference. I don't know about any of you, but some of us have... You know, like, for example, I was doing some holiday-related customer service work. So on the phone, like, for about 10 hours nonstop in front of a computer. And I literally, when I got out of there, felt that just all that EMF energy right there in my head. And now that Ron's doing this clearing, it's all lifting out. So it's fabulous. And thank you so much, Ron. It's really, really wonderful. And let's see, I'm just looking at the fast chat to see what people are talking about right now. I guess we had a request for release from mind control. Ron, is that part of this clearing that's going on right now? It feels like it is.
Yes, this would be the mind control energies. So
great.
What we're releasing, yes.
And then we have Annika mentioning that she's feeling things coming off of her legs, and I'm feeling that too, so I'm not sure what that is. Maybe they're balancing the energy by working not just on the head, but the whole body.
Yep, so I'm still clearing here as you're talking, so this is pretty heavy-duty stuff. I don't know what's happening. It seems more right now for this particular show. than we've had in the past. Maybe the aliens don't like Christmas. I don't know.
So, yeah, it's very strong. I was wondering about that.
It's a very strong energy. So I'm still clearing, so.
Great. Well, we are happy to experience that clearing. It's wonderful.
Anybody else out there feeling extra energies on them? Maybe we can have somebody call in and ask or, you know, mention that or something. It's, I don't know. I didn't really notice it too much myself. I felt a lot of energies this last week, but I don't necessarily discern what they are because people do clearings on the website, and, you know, I do feel those, so don't always look. You know, I just know that my body starts slowing down or I feel discordant energies from people. So, but it looks like there's a lot going on right now. So anyway, if anybody wants to call in about it, then we're, like I said, if you want to call in and ask a question about Jesus in particular, you can. And we'll bring in some of the energies here. Oop, I think we got somebody online.
Hello, who's there?
Hi, Ron.
Hi.
Hi, Larry.
So, hi, how are you?
Great.
Yes, I would like to request a to bring in the energies of Jaria, the lightship commander. If we could bring in her energy, if we could bring in her energies today.
Yeah, we can do that. Sure, that's no problem. So here comes Janina. So. If you want to bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, here we go. And she'll come in. She doesn't always come in. She
uh-huh.
used to a long time ago.
Okay.
And normally, you know, she doesn't come in because other light beams like to come in. So this is why I don't necessarily put her name up on the website, because people did not want to, or she didn't want people to, number one, invalidate the other light beings by only calling upon her, and she's very busy. So here we go. So here comes Janina. And thank you, Larry, for mentioning that. So here she comes.
Okay.
So stronger, 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 and stronger. I'll put some music on so you can just listen to the music here and enjoy your experience. Here, we have another caller on?
Yeah, Ron?
Yes, okay, go ahead.
Hi, it's Pauline. You said what we've been feeling lately. Just before the show started, I really started to get throbbing, like as if a vice was on my head, and that's when Mia mentioned that she's been having strange feelings, and I thought it was mind control. So when you did the clearing, I felt, I mean, I don't know, I thought you were working with the sensory body for the, electromagnetic stuff, but also when you said it's probably connected to some ETs, that's when it really released, when you actually mentioned that at that point. So I'm assuming you did some mind control releasing.
Yeah, so what I hear you saying is that more got released when the ET energy got taken off of you.
Yeah, they use the electronic stuff probably to do that. So that is a connection, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that they're using any type of radio wave that they can come in on, and then they just try to maybe modulate with it. You know.
And is there a place in the website I could think of, like, of course the empowerment one has, like, helps you, you know, go through the mind control stuff, because if we can't have you on, you know, on the show or go back in the archives, that's another way we can get clear of this if we feel it during the day when we don't have the show on, or, you know, is that what would you suggest if we feel these occasionally other times?
Yeah, you can also go into the, alien attack removal. That one's probably the most used, I think, by people. And also, you know, the clearing that deals with the hexes and spells, the dark side practitioner.
Oh, I just thought of something. The harmonic frequency probably would be also helpful if you have that still.
Yes, I was just going to mention that, too, because they're transmitting those odd harmonics to you. So, yeah, that is correct.
There's so many ways. It seems like even if we just connect with the light beings, like you have the light being clearing, or just anything, like you said, if it's emergency, you have to use the emergency one or something. It seems like anything to do with the light ship will help you.
Yes, and you don't always really have to know what it is. Some people are very intuitive, and they realize that they've heard or felt something before, and maybe they've done a clearing and it got rid of it, and now it's back again. And so people sometimes are very intuitive, and they know exactly like what alien race to go to, what ET critter is bothering them just by looking at the list. And I'm sure everybody who is slightly intuitive can actually just scan with those drop-down boxes and zoop it up. That's the one, I think, and click on it and get that thing released out of you. So, yeah, I don't know why they're at full force this time of year. I don't think it happened last year. It's, to me, kind of unusual. But we are, approaching ascension, whatever that's going to be. So I just don't know why they're actually coming in stronger now, because to me it'd just be another day, same as always,
And since you're always in the moment in your heart, you don't feel these things as strongly as the rest of us, I guess.
No, I normally don't. All that I feel is my body energy changing from people having clearing. So some days I'll have maybe a bad day or something energy-wise. I won't feel as up. That's because my body's being used a lot to clear these energies out. So I have to actually look to see what's going on. And if I do need extra help, then I ask the light ship for that. But I'm more in the moment, so there can be a lot of stuff around me going on, and I'm not even affected by it.
Ron, I want to add something from the other night when you mentioned that that Lady Diana was the one that came ahead of you to do the compassion stuff. An article came out lately about her son. Are you aware that there's something that he's doing that's really interesting? He's actually going to live on the street to see what it's like to be a homeless teenager or something like that. And that was like, he's really carrying forth her compassion energy in a way, because I guess his DNA is still, right? He's got her DNA. Somewhat. I mean, he's, he's actually behaving, it's sort of reminding people of her compassion energy.
Yeah, so he would be resonating to the DNA of what she had in this lifetime. That would be correct, because, she was doing that, so naturally that energy, that talent, we'll say, the way of looking at it, is passed on to him. So he may be doing that because of the DNA activation of that. What I'm not saying is that her genetics going past this lifetime, would be of the light ship, okay? So
yes.
I need to clarify that.
She needed to clear her body, probably. If she had gotten to you, she would have needed some more clearings to really get to that, right, space where...
Yes, uh-huh. And it's not that her family genetics, her lineage is of a higher spiritual consciousness. So I'm not going to say that, because that may not be true. It's just that her spirit, as it came in, brought in this talent, this information, which then got integrated into her, and then that was passed on to her children. So, yes, more than likely they are responding to that. It's that saying, I guess in the Bible, the sins of the ancestors or father or whatever, is passed on to the next generation, the children, et cetera, which is what that would be. And so that energy would be passed on to her offsprings and also the people after them. So if he had a child, it's possible. In fact, if he had a child, this is very interesting. Normally who you are genetically is your grandparents, okay? And so his child, if he ever has one, would be a lot more awake.
Not necessarily. Look at his father. He's from the English, that royalty weren't they the head of the churches? So they have that dark side religion in them too. So
yeah.
That would block in his energies to be fully in spirit unless he gets clearings.
Yeah, that's correct. But the child, the child of his,
of his, yeah.
Of the boy now, if he has a child, naturally, this is quite a long ways on down the line if we're ever going to, if we're not even going to be here, possibly. Who knows? But, you know, after the ascension time, it's hard to say what's going to happen. But we'll just say that we're not having ascension. Okay, so if that child, he has a child, we'll say in 5 years, the child grows up to be age of 20, so 25 years on down the line, that child will be more like Princess Diana than he is, okay? And also more like the father. So then you have a big duality there. But that's what happens. Who you really are, typically, energetically, would be your grandparents. And you can look at that yourself. Everybody can in their life. And the talents of the grandparents are actually what you're bringing forth in this lifetime.
Okay, I'm sorry I sidetracked you. I was trying to ask you a question about Jesus. Also, besides, you know, making a comment, is it okay? Or I've been on too long. Maybe I should let somebody else
go ahead. You're
on
already on.
Okay, why... What is this name? Because I know everybody says his name is Jesus, but then all of a sudden the Christ comes in, or the holiday is named after Christ. So what is that in connection to Jesus? What does it actually mean? Or is that a dark side?
Good at answering that question. People call it Christ consciousness, the Christ. I don't know. You know, Jesus the Christ, Jesus Christ.
Is it something to do with the cross? Somebody once told me that it comes from some Latin word or something like that, Christos.
I don't know
if that's true.
Yeah. I'm not...
You're not sure.
I'm not sure because I haven't researched that too much.
You don't need to. I'm just asking your spirit that knows because you were in him.
Yeah. That's just the earth-based information that people kind of bring out. So for me, it doesn't matter. In fact, he had probably a whole different name than what we call him, Jesus, anyway. But aside from that, that's how he's known to most people. You know, Joshua is what some people call him. There's probably another name that could be out there. Remember, he had 12 lifetimes at one time. And we only are talking about the one lifetime right now, okay? And that's a whole other can of worms. Not necessarily a can of worms, but a whole other way of talking about his life. But,
okay, I'm going to let you go because I know there's a lot of people that seem to have questions, and I'll let you be. Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. I was going to put some music on, so let's enjoy the energy of Janina here. So here she comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. And watch the light beam change. You know, it'll get stronger for you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everyone. Just sit back and relax. We'll put some music on for you. And enjoy the energy of Janina. increase your energy a little more for everyone. Remember, you're going to feel this energy in your heart. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Back over to Sylvia. So are you out there, Sylvia?
Hi, yes. Wow, what a wonderful treat that is. Man, just incredible. Okay, so let's see. What shall we get into next? I'm just looking over the fast chat, and I guess, again, if anyone would like to call in, that would be wonderful. I think Cindy went ahead and posted the phone numbers on the fast chat. But I'll also read them to you, the call-in numbers for tonight. Excuse me while I... excuse me. Okay, so here we go. It's 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. Okay, so, Ron, is there a clearing that we could do that would help... people with any kind of psychic attack energy that maybe, you know, people had done to them inadvertently, you know, by just mind energy, and vice versa, those that we've done to others?
Okay, so here we go. This is a little different here, so let's bring in, we'll have Janina do some clearing here. And I will mention that this is a very special night for her. She doesn't normally come in. My connection with her is that when I was in the body of Jesus, she was on the light ship helping me do the healing. So we're like a team, the two of us. But she doesn't normally come forth on the website or normally under these programs. So this is one of the few times that she has come in. If you request her on the website, she probably will not actually come in. Another light being will. So anyway, I just thought I'd mention that for everybody. So she'll be doing this clearing here tonight. So she's ready to do that. So let's take away the psychic attack energies that you gave someone else. This could be knowingly or unknowingly. Remember, just using your mind energy inside of your head can produce a psychic attack when you think of someone. So here we go. We're just going to clear it away. I'll just do this briefly the fast way. So I'll count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. That's released. And now energies that have come to you from other people. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There we go. Okay, so what next, Sylvia? We could probably mention that we have a question here about going to be doing the additional healings next month, the special 8-hour Sunday calls. Yes, I will be. I'll be getting information on that shortly here. Should be sending out an email, you know, probably within a week, I'm guessing here. And we do have our special event for $20 on the January 2nd, 1 o'clock PST. 4 o'clock Eastern, and we're bringing in the energies that the Earth Spirit will be using for ascension, and we're related to that because our bodies respond to that energy, and so this is what it is asking to bring in for itself, okay? Remember, the light only works in the now, and so the earth spirit is going to be requesting these energies. It is changeable naturally because in the now things change, but this is what it has kind of lined up for itself. So I can't say it's going to be the exact energy at that particular time, but this is what it's seeing, like predicting, we'll say, sampling energies and knowing what it wants to have done. This is the way it works. So here we go. Let's bring in some love energy here for everybody. And Janina will bring in this energy. I'm going to have her bring in the energy of Jesus with the love energy. And this will be what he did at the age of 21. So here we go. So count to 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, kind of enjoy this energy. This is the energy of Jesus at the age of 21 with his heart love energy. I'll put some music on for everyone. Hopefully it'll work here. Well, we hit another button here. Our high technology here. Here we go. I think it's going to work. There we go. And again. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Energy of Princess Diana that was in Jesus, of her spirit, okay? And this is her compassion energy, the energy for her humanitarian mission. So this is her compassion. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Thank you. bring in the energy of the Star of Bethlehem. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Bring in his energy as a baby. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 stronger. This feels great. Stronger, 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 and stronger. in my energy, the healing energy of Jesus. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Thank you. Sylvia, turn it back over to you.
Okay, I believe I heard a beep. Do we have a caller on the line?
Hello?
Hello, who's there?
Hi, Sylvia, this is Heal, New York.
Hi, Heal. How nice to hear from you. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Heal.
Likewise. I just have a, I want to say something very quickly. What I found, I read recently an article, and I would like to post it probably or send it email to other people, because this is a breakthrough. I would say it's for Ron. This is a lot of from his teachings really backs up and validates what happened. Scientists, among them Fritz Albert Popp, they demonstrated that if you blast a cell with UV light and you destroy 99% of it and even the DNA, when you can entirely repair it by illuminating with the same wavelength but a different intensity, there is a property called photo repair. And they've been doing in the lab they've been doing a lot of research and testing, and bottom line, they put fresh cuttings of plants and ignites a match, which tells us that the light is within us, bottom line. So our cells communicate to each other via light.
That's
good. Finally, has been proven.
That's great.
And that's one important thing. So, second thing is that the molecule, they find each other. Let's say the enzymes. It's exactly the same process that you are saying that the light chip is going to find us. At the ascension time, I'm going to send details on that. It's
great.
Exactly the same process.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you for calling. That's great. So we had a question if we're going to have a show on the on Christmas the 25th, Friday. Yes, we will be. So we'll be on Friday. They'll be on station 2 again. So, yes, we'll be there. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, yeah, I'd just like to mention, you know, we haven't had a sponsor on the show in a while, and that's a wonderful thing to do. If anybody would like to sponsor any of the upcoming shows, like the Christmas show, it's a really wonderful experience to come on. To sponsor a show, it's just... basically, I believe $60, which covers the cost of the show, and that's a donation to help with the mission of the light ship. And you get to come on and be the guest with Ron and bring your list of questions and healing requests. And you'll be just surrounded and completely held in the beautiful divine energy of the light ship throughout the call, which is an experience that you really want to have. It's just magnificent. So that would be just fabulous. If anybody would like to do that, just go ahead and connect with Ron. And, boy, this hour just flew by. I'm sorry we just are basically out of time, didn't get to very many of the questions on the fast chat, but I'm sure you all very much enjoyed being with the beautiful divine energies of Janina and Jesus and the Ron is the healer and Princess Di with the compassion energy and all the clearings tonight. So I'll just turn it back over to you, Ron, and I'll say blessings, everyone. Have a wonderful, wonderful Christmas, and hopefully sign up for these upcoming healing experiences, the Sundays, and the special January call. And blessings, everyone. Over to you, Ron.
Okay, so we'll bring in the energy again of the Star Bethlehem. So that is one of the light ships, defense ships, that was there to protect Jesus during that time. After that, his protection came from the Galactic Federation, and that didn't do very well. But aside from that, here comes the Star Bethlehem energy again, and it'll be activated for about half past the hour here. So here it comes, one of the lightship defense ships. Here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. So we'll just be saying blessings to all of you. Have a wonderful Christmas. If you celebrate that, if not, just feel the energy. And we'll have our next show on the 25th, so which is Friday on Station 2, about the same time as this program, 5 minutes earlier. So blessings to all of you, and see you later. Bye, everybody.
Good night.